Om Shanti and good morning and very, very warm welcome to this silence day we will spend together. I'd like to first check if everybody is getting translation. Are the Russians okay? You're getting your translation? Vietnamese, are you getting your translation? You okay? Spanish, yes? And yes? The Tamil group, are you organized together to be able to do it? Okay. So, very, very welcome. And it's very precious to spend time together in silence with Baba. So, as I shared with you this morning, I will just go through the program again because we won't say it, you know, at each step. We will just say it now and then we will just follow it throughout the day. So this bhati will go on until 12:30. So we would like you very much to stay right until the end of this very special healing bhati. And in the afternoon we will go to Pandav Bhavan. Tea will be there at 5. We will assemble at the... Yes, Mary is coming. So, tea will be here and the buses will leave for Pandav Bhavan at 4:30. So when you arrive to Pandav Bhavan, we just assemble at the gate. We will have 1 hour of yoga in movement. We'll walk down the lake. We will sit in front of the lake. Many people will go past us. They will look at us. But it's okay. And we will just be sharing beautiful, pure vibrations, loving vibrations with everybody who goes past and with nature. So then we will come back. We will join the pilgrimage in Pandav Bhavan. And we would like you to go to Baba's room, Baba's hut, history hall. But at 7, we will all assemble at the Tower of Peace. Okay, so we're all together again there at the Tower of Peace, and then the buses will be waiting for us to have our dinner here. Is that all right? And so we have a very, very special angel who's joining us in this bhati, and I'll just tell you something about it, because I phoned her to South Africa and I said, Dipti, can you be with us at 10 a.m. on the 20th at the meditation hall? And she said, well, I'm going to travel on the 21st. So she made all arrangements possible to be with us today. And she has only just arrived, had time to have a shower, put her clean sari, and here she is with us. So Dipti is going to share very deep insights. What do we do when we spend time in silence? How do we draw power and that love from Baba? It's very, very precious time for the self, for our self-progress. So we'll have Dipti, and once she has finished, we're going to start the meditation. And so our sister Chrissy from Australia will be sharing some thoughts. And the idea is that we take this time, you know, when we are in silence, things come up for us. Things, maybe we have undone homework or things of the past. So we will clear all that. So Dipti will guide us very beautifully as to how to do that. And Chrissy will just every now and then give us some beautiful thoughts to guide us, okay? So what we will do after Dipti is finished is you will be coming to take Drishti from Brahma Baba very, very slowly. We're in no rush. We will have 2 hours and we're not that many. So in your own time, you will come here, you will stand in front of Baba. You take Baba's drishti, you talk to him, give him whatever you want to give him, and then you will take a blessing, which we will put here in a basket. Those blessings are in English. So we have a Russian angel sitting there. So for the Russians, when you come and take your blessing, you slowly walk to her, sit beside her, and she will read your blessing in Russian. And these are beautiful blessings you can use in your yoga throughout until lunchtime, okay? And we have a lovely Vietnamese angel sitting. Can you raise your hand? Who's going to do it? Okay, so you can go to her and sit beside her and listen to your blessing in Vietnamese. And in Spanish, we have Pedro over there. So you can stand by Pedro. He doesn't have that much space. You can stand by Pedro, show him your blessing. He'll read it to you in Spanish, and you will be using that for your conversation with Baba. Okay, so there's Pedro. Okay? Okay, so Dipti, please. Very, very welcome.
Om Shanti. The silence time with Baba is really an invitation from Baba to say, come and be with me. So as we go into the silence, open your heart, allow yourself just to be present. There's often noise in the mind, and this noise in the mind creates a barrier, and this barrier doesn't allow Baba to do his work on me. At the end of the cycle, Baba knows and has found me, and as he's found me, he wants to spend time with me. This morning when I just arrived a few minutes ago, and in the room I saw Baba's picture, and Baba looked at me and said, you've come home, child, welcome. And as I continued to take drishti from Baba,
agar aapke phone mein multiple 4, multiple 7, multiple 8 aa rahe hain.
With sound effects, yeah. So as I continued to take drishti from Baba, it was like the Baba's drishti made the soul silent. What is silence? Silence is love. Silence is recognition. Silence is acceptance. I may belong to Baba. I may live my Brahman life, but have I recognized Baba? There's a beautiful Hindi song that says, Tu Vohi Hai, you are that same one. And when the heart feels, you are that same one, then the eternal memory in the soul awakens. But eternally, I belong to Baba, and Baba's drishti is always on me. We have to allow that drishti to cleanse the heart, to fill me with power. Let that drishti give me the courage for my next step. It's a beautiful moment. And so in this next few days, as you deepen this experience of silence, let the journey be of love. Because my Brahman life is about love. At the end of the cycle, Baba found me. And there can be nothing more precious than that. Nothing. Baba found me. And he wants to be with me. And his drishti wants to make me perfect. Because he knows who I am. So if there's any resistance that keeps coming up in these 3 days where you are opening your heart and you are opening your mind by thoughts of resistance that surface, place them in front of Baba. Because if I don't acknowledge what is there, it's going to create a barrier. For a long time we've forgotten how to open that heart, because many things have happened to that heart through the cycle. But Baba wants to heal the heart. Baba wants me to once again feel that I'm whole. And so the first thing in this next few days, first step today, as you take drishti from Baba, just be present. In those next 3 days, be present. Be present with yourself and be present with Baba. The mind can go in many directions. The intellect can wander off in a default mode very often. But the most beautiful thing about silence is you are present. And so for the next 3 days, try to be present with yourself and try to be present in front of Baba. When the child is in the presence of its parent, the parent wants to give the child everything. Sometimes in the world too, when the child has been away for a long time and the child comes back home, the parent knows my need. I don't have to tell Baba what I need. The parent knows my journey. And Baba will fill every need if I'm present. It's like the child has to be in front of the parent for the parent to take care. Let Baba take care of you. If I look at the journey of our dadis and what made them so powerful is they allowed Baba to sustain them. Do I allow Baba to sustain me? And this is the journey, and I do this in a living moment with God. Bap and Dada are both present, and Bap and Dada wants to be with me. So that deep, deep healing, that deep, deep sense of belonging, when there's belonging, there's life. You feel that? When you belong to Baba, we get back life. So, a beautiful part of today is we're going to be using it in a very powerful way. In the afternoon, as we're going to be in Pandav Bhavan and also part of the Yoga Bhati there, a part of the silence that heals is to feel that I belong to this yajna. I haven't just come for something separate. I'm the child of this yajna. When I feel I'm a child of this yajna, as you walk around Pandav Bhavan, as you go to Baba's room and Baba's hut and the history hall, feel that you belong. Because that will awaken something so deep in the soul. And when there's recognition, when I spend time there, I recognize I'm part of this beautiful confluence aged moment. And when there's that recognition, it makes the soul silent. The search is over. I have arrived. When we arrive, we become silent. Search makes you noisy. When we arrive, the heart is rested. So today, allow that moment to be awakened. Feel the presence of all these beautiful energies. Baba, Mama, the ancestor souls, the whole Yajna. Feel the story of Pandabhavan come alive this afternoon for you. Because silence doesn't mean that I just become quiet. Silence means that I go deep into an experience that awakens an eternal memory. And when the eternal memory is awakened, that is the silence that's filled with depth. In the silence, Daddy always taught us, and I've really practiced this. I remember one day Daddy Gulzar and Daddy Janki were having a conversation. And Daddy Janki was saying, let Baba's love pull you so much. It's like it takes you into sweet silence. Let that sweetness and that love pull you. And in that sweet silence, you naturally forget your body. And that makes you go into dead silence. So dead silence is when love has separated me from the consciousness of the body. Because when we try to be bodiless in an intellectual way, it's very artificial. It's all intellectual work. But when love makes you bodiless, that love takes you into depth of silence. So make these 3 days very, very rich. Take the fullness, because acceptance is a big step in silence, because there's often resistance in the soul. And part of the way in which we deal with resistance is we get busy. Even though you're in silence, you can still be busy in your mind. Because it's not addressing the resistance. But don't make your mind busy. When something is surfacing, face it. Don't distract it. But then as it surfaces, hand it over to Baba. That's not the time to look at it and analyze it and process it and make life into it. Let it arrive. You see where it's come from. And then hand it over. Even if it's many times in the day you have to hand it over. Because that's how cleansing takes place. Do not be clever in your mind. Cleverness stops you from doing the real work. Be honest. Because the honesty of my mind, the divinity of my being, is what will heal the soul. And it's just beneath the surface. So take this time. I find another beautiful aspect that I often use in silence is a conversational moment with Baba. And you may use different things in the next 3 days, but I love, and I already started this morning when I came, I have a book and I have 2 color pens, and I just start the conversation. So it's not just mentally, but I actually write. So I said to Baba, I'm here. And I let Baba respond. And I let this conversation flow. And as the conversation flow, each time that conversation takes you into stillness and silence. You know, when there's a rich meeting between 2 beings, that richness makes you silent. When there's an emptiness and a surface meeting, it keeps you noisy. So take it deep. These days of the confluence age are very, very few, but they're precious. And so allow Baba's drishti in a very, very powerful way to reach deep, deep inside the soul. One of the things that allows the soul to take power, and it's something that we need to take time to address, is our own self-respect. And self-respect will open my capacity. And so if I want to take the fullness in this next 3 days, let me position my inner self into a healthy and honest state of self-respect. Because that opens capacity. I cannot take fully from Baba at this time if this child is not in its own self-respect. I need to ask myself, how deep and how real is my self-respect for who I am? Does that open space? So take time and ask yourself, yes, I'm Baba's child, but I'm a soul with an elevated part. Allow yourself in the next 3 days to touch those highest moments. I find one of the things that helped me to do that deeply is I journey with an Avyakt Murli book. If you in the beginning find it difficult to create elevated thoughts, then as you take that book, I would say to Baba, for example, today what do you want me to be, Baba? What is it inside of me that you want to surface? It's a very beautiful feeling when I open an Avyakt book, Baba talks to me. And those words are words of truth. And because they are words of truth, they is exactly what Baba wants to tell me. So in this next 3 days, make the self-respect intact. Not intellectual. Real. Then the journey can start. Ask the heart, how much have I recognized Baba? So one is my own self-respect, and secondly is my recognition of Baba. Baba is very, very subtle. Baba often says, I'm the most subtlest of the subtle being. And so in order for me to experience Baba, I need to feel subtle. But Baba's subtlety works deep, deep into the soul. It's like injects the soul. And so when I allow Baba to inject the soul in a very deep way, the soul is able to gain strength. The soul is able to gain power. The soul is able to once again wake up and move forward. Let me ask myself in this next 3 days, how deep is my relationship with Baba? Yes, we are here. Yes, we know that we belong to Baba. But Baba is subtle. How much have I recognized Baba? In this next 3 days, take moments and say to Baba, I want to be with you. I want to sit with you. I want to allow my heart to engage with you. And when I'm able to open my heart space to allow Baba to to interact with me in a subtle energy form, deep, deep healing can take place. Don't turn to Baba with your sense scars. It's a barrier. Don't create your personality of sanskars to address your journey forward. But take the personality of truth to support you. So, in the next 3 days, say to Baba, I am present. I'm here. I am here, Baba. And when you say to Baba, I'm here, then Baba is also present. Take the fullness of Drishti and allow deep transformation to take place in the vibration of truth. Not through your sanskars. Those sanskars will keep coming and going. But let truth guide you. Feel a deep sense of belonging. Feel a connection with the Yajna. Feel a deep, deep sense of recognition. And allow the deep silence to permeate from a deep space. Because our silence is not an absence of, but it's a fullness of. A fullness of Baba. A fullness of truth, a fullness of love. Okay. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Dipti. Actually, our retreat is 1 day, but you have suggested 3. So, we might take the chance of staying in silence for 3 days in preparation to our celebration of Shivratri and prepare the gift we want to offer Baba. So the retreat will be until the evening, but Baba has told us through Dipti that it should continue for 3 days. Do you like the idea? Yes? Okay. So now we won't be using music. So we have the blessings there. So in your own time, there's no rush. Maybe we can spend some time reflecting and with this beautiful message that we have just received, this inspiration, and then throughout the time together, you can come, take Drishti from Baba, take the blessing. If you need Russian, Vietnamese, or Spanish translation, go to the respected souls who will help you with that, and then sit back and use that blessing to talk to Baba and do all this wonderful inner work. So wish you a wonderful journey inward in silence. Chrissy is just coming, so we will then be hearing a few thoughts from her. Okay?